You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Tuesday, March the 25th, 2025. Sun is shining. Yep, the sun has returned here in downtown Wausau. At our studios, WXCO Studios, at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Fair skies and 19 degrees. Still a bit of a chilly start. Wind chill factor is 11. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, I was just on with Pat Kreitlow, and I mentioned the fact that we are expecting to have this morning Dr. Michael Childers, who is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School for Workers. Unfortunately, I just got a message that there's a family issue. So Dr. Childers, who was scheduled to join us at 8:34 this morning, talk about U.S. labor then and now, an event occurring on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau and the Center for Civic Engagement, Venega Theater. Unfortunately, a family issue has come up, so he will not be able to join us this morning. But during that segment, still we'll talk about this event. I want to make sure that folks know about it and know what they will be seeing. A really interesting event coming up if you're looking for something entertaining and also informative to do on Saturday here in Wausau. So again, at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk about the U.S. Labor Then and Now film screening involving Dr. Michael Childers from UW-Madison coming up at the bottom of the hour. Coming up in about 12 minutes or so, we'll talk about the weather. Brittany Merlot will be joining us. And as I said as well, we're scheduled 10 days from now to have our first high school baseball broadcast of the spring. And as I was driving in this morning, boy, the trees are still just packed with snow. I mean, it looks like, you know, Christmas time. that heavy snow we got on Sunday has just loaded up the trees. And yesterday, late in the afternoon when I was leaving work, I noticed some of, like, on the power lines and stuff, there was some of the snow was coming down. It was, like, dripping down. But, boy, the snow is still very thick on the trees as I was coming down Camp Phillips Road towards Wausau and heading into work this morning.
Indeed.
And going to find out, is the temperature going to go rise? Are we going to get warmer temperatures? Are we going to have it be warm enough where this snow starts to melt away? Because I'm starting to have some doubts about those first broadcasts in about 10 days' time. The good news is, in 10 days, a week from Friday, our first scheduled broadcast is Wausau West Baseball taking on Antigo at the Wausau West High School field. That's outdoors, of course.
Okay.
They do have an artificial turf infield, but the outfield is still regular grass, so that could be trouble. Yeah. But then on Saturday, the week from Saturday, we're scheduled for our first Wausau West softball game, and they're participating in an event over at the new Green Heck Turner Fieldhouse over at DC Everest. because they have actual indoor facilities where you can actually play softball indoors. Cool. And that the events will be held indoors, and they will be held on Friday and Saturday. And our plan is to have the Wausau West girls softball team against Eau Claire Memorial Saturday morning in the second day of the event. Should the weather not clear and the baseball game gets postponed because of still snow being on the ground or field conditions being bad, at least we have the backup on Friday that perhaps I could get over there and do some softball on Friday. So indoor facilities, like having a dome here. It's like having the Metrodome back in the old days where the Twins played and stuff like that. So, or like American Family Field where you have the big roof when you need it. So hopefully I'd rather be outside, because after a long winter being indoors, I want to be outside. Feel the sun while doing a broadcast. But
feel the fresh air.
There you go. But we'll find out for Brittany what to expect weather-wise as we get towards the middle part of the work week. Coming up in the second hour, we have a number of guests at 9:06. As we do every other Tuesday, we'll be joined by Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library. Talk about the activities going on just down the road here in downtown Wausau at the main branch of the library, and also all the other branches of the county library system.
Yeah,
that's at 9:06. And then at 9:34, Carol Lukens and Jean Abreu of the Wausau Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee will be joining us, and we'll talk about what they're up to in that group as well. And then, of course, to wrap up the show, we'll have our daily history lesson. We will be talking about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. And again, knowing history is important. And again, I hope you were tuned in the final segment of Pat Kreitlow's show. I always join him in the final segment on Tuesday mornings and mention the fact that if you look back at like the last 140 years, who has been bringing average people policies that make their lives better? And I would say it's those on the progressive side. I mean, going back to having food checked. I mean, back in the day, I mean, you hear all the time from people like Elon Musk. Elon Musk recently said that we should have no regulations. We should just get rid of them all. And then if we find that we do need some regulations, we can bring them back. But back in the day, we know what it was like when we had no regulations.
Yeah.
We'd have poisonous food.
We used to boil everything.
Yeah. And, you know, the
polio
food was bad.
Was a big,
exactly.
Disease back in the day.
You would have children working 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You would have, you know, just no rules on work conditions. We had then Social Security and all these other policies that were brought in the past century plus. So, again.
Way. And it's important that we remember where we came from and where we are now, and more importantly, where we're going.
So we'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history in the last segment of the show. We'll also have a few celebrity birthdays and talk about some events that are being acknowledged here on the 25th day of March. And then we will wrap things up with our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And we give Ian a quiz. We have a number for the day. And I give him three choices, one of which is the correct number for the day, two of which are incorrect. So that's three choices. And based on the math, if he just guesses, he should get one out of three. So we try to make sure that he gets above 33% for the week. But then we want him to have a winning week, which is more right than wrong, three out of five. His best ever week is four out of five. And we're going to have to wait at least one more week for that ultimate perfect week of four out of five. I should say five out of five, the perfect week, because you are 0 for 1 so far.
Yep, I wasn't able to get the number yesterday. My dad, I guess, the right answer. My mom, I thought it was the smallest number.
What was our topic again yesterday? I'm trying to remember.
It was the first.
Oh, the car. The car,
it was
right?
The first automobile sold and how much it was sold for. Choices were $500, $1,000, or $1,500. I said it was
$1,500.
We're just making sure I get this right. Yeah. I guess the biggest number. My mom guessed the smallest number, and my dad guessed the middle number, and my dad was right. So he was sending me the mental vibes. I just didn't get the message until it was too late. But hopefully I can get back on the winning track today.
Absolutely. We'll let you know about what the subject matter is for the number for the day quiz in the first segment of the... Actually, we have our guest coming up from the Marathon, Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. So,
well, if you want to, we can do it now.
No, I don't have it, so I'd have to dig it out. But I think maybe the last segment of this hour, we'll bring it up right before Sounds the top good. Of the hour. So
yeah.
We'll get that to you at the in the final segment of this hour, and then let you stew on it for about an hour, and then hopefully get the right answer coming up at about, 9:55, 9:56 before we wrap things up. Hey, also make sure, folks, that you keep on listening all day long, because we're giving you a chance to win.
Yes.
It is our newest contest. Again, it's a text-to-win contest and a chance to win some terrific prizes 4 different times during the course of the day. It's our break into spring, and, of course, we have not exactly broken into spring. With all that snow we've had the last week.
We're
going to
get there eventually.
But it's our break into spring contest, and we played it for the first time today in the 7 o'clock hour with Pat Kreitlow. What happens is our host at 7 a.m. with Pat, at 11 a.m. with Jane, at 1 p.m. with Todd, and at 4 p.m. with Dom, they give you a keyword near the top of the hour 4 times a day. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Listen for that keyword, and then enter in for your chance to be an hourly winner, and then that entry also makes you an automatic entrance to win the grand prize at the end of the contest, which is going on for 2 weeks. It's going on this week, Monday through Friday, and next week, Monday through Friday.
We got some nice prizes, too.
Absolutely. You have daily chances each of these 4 different times to win either a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or even $100 in cold hard cash. And then, of course, when the contest is over, and then we have the grand prize drawing, everybody's in for the grand prize drawing, and that will be a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo coming up at the end of the contest.
But you use a new mattress.
Absolutely. But everybody has to do it with the Civic Media app.
Yes.
So if you have not downloaded the app yet, go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app, and then you have a chance to win. Next chance to win will be with Jane Mantiner coming up at 11 a.m.
And so, do it through our station as well, because it helps our ratings, and it makes us look good.
It makes us look good. That is the biggest reason. So, absolutely. So, again, when you do send in that keyword during those 4 times during the day, do it through the 98.9 WXCO part of the Civic Media app. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the weather. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, is joining us. That's straight ahead in 2 minutes. The time is almost 8:19. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also catch us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, be able to see a video stream of our program each and every morning. And if you miss it, you can go back and also watch it there as well. And also, you can join us here on the show. We'd love to hear from you. If there's something that we are talking about or something we are not talking about, make sure you let us know. You can call or text at the same number, 715-382-9000. 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And be part of the program. And we'd love to hear your voice, hear your thoughts with us. And again, you can also use your Civic Media app to call or text. All you have to do is open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, and then either hit the button to call, hit the button to text, and you'll be connected with us right here on the air. Time is 8:22. Again, looking outside, the sun is shining. We see plenty of blue skies here at our downtown Wausau studios. A bit of a chilly start, however. Again, we're almost to the end of March, but it's still feeling a little bit like winter out there. Temperature fighting to get above 20 degrees. And to find out, how long is this kind of weather going to stick around? Is it going to get warm enough where we can get rid of all this snow? Yeah, second day in a row as I was driving in. I mean, there is still a lot of snow on the trees. I mean, they are just loaded up with snow. And you can see some of those branches being bent quite a bit with that heavy snow that we got on Sunday. But to give us all the details about our weather forecast, we are joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. I think it looks beautiful out there, to be honest. You know, now that the streets are good, hopefully your driveways are cleared at this point and the sidewalks as well. But it's gorgeous with that blue sky and the bright white next to it. I don't know. It's cheering me up. The sun, I don't know what it is, but I do love it. But those branches, wow, they are sagging from all that ice, that rain, that heavy snow. But it is going to melt away, I promise.
But it looks like, I mean, we're going to get decent temperatures, but boy, where does it look like we're going to get some of those really warm temperatures we saw earlier in the month, are we?
No. So here's what's happening. So when we have snow on the ground, it is reflecting. It is pushing the heat back out. So we don't get as warm when we have snow on the ground. So, I mean, the western parts of the state today are going to be climbing to the mid to upper 40s, maybe even hitting 50, while we are stuck in the upper 30s to low 40s today, simply because the fact that the snow is here. So here's another reason to hate it, I guess. But we will start to melt it. I mean, we hit the low 40s today. The sun is working on it. It's going to start shrinking. We're going to start seeing a lot more water on the streets. So make sure you have that windshield wiper fluid filled up, because this is the season where that spray just continues to hit you, especially as this melts. Potholes, too. Beware of that. With the temperatures climbing above freezing during the day and then going back below freezing at night, that water seeps into those cracks and it kind of expands and makes those a lot worse. So this is what we're going to be going through this week. Highs, low 40s today, a ton of sunshine. We'll be in the mid 40s tomorrow with a plenty of sunshine. And then we're going to hit the low 50s on Thursday. So we'll slowly get warm, but not as warm as the southern parts of the state. So when you hear mid 60s or potentially 70s, that's not going to be here. I'm sorry.
We got to blame the snow.
But we will get
rid
of the snow.
Yeah, going to blame the snow for that, right?
Yep. Yep. It's all the snow's fault.
Is it better to have it melt a little bit slower?
I think so. I mean, people's basements, right. Beware as we go through the next week, because while the weather's calm and dry and sunny, it's going to be melting all of that. So it's seeping into the river system, into our areas, you know, and then we're going to get a bunch of rain on potentially Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even into Sunday, Monday. So we've got a big system moving on in as this is melting. So yeah, I'm worried about the basements. I'm worried about those rivers and streams starting to rise as we go through the next few weeks, because this is a lot of precipitation all at once, that's for sure.
And I was looking at, you mentioned the rain on the weekend. It's going to be that cold rain.
Yep.
Miserable. So enjoy the sunshine here for the next couple of days, right?
Absolutely. I mean, don't let the snow stop you. There are a lot of trails out there right now, the paved ones, the Mountain Bay. I mean, it is gorgeous. Go out for a walk. Get fresh air, soak it up, because this weekend you're not going to want to be outside. It's wet and gross.
All right. Well, what are the details for our midweek weather forecast?
Gorgeous. Beautiful blue skies, ton of sunshine, high pressure, keeping all the systems away from us today, tomorrow, and into Thursday. So those temperatures just keep getting warmer. Low 40s today, mid 40s tomorrow, and low 50s. Yay! on Thursday.
We will look forward to that. And again, I'm looking for, yeah, it looks good out there, but I want to see some of the green out there and get outside and make sure that when baseball and softball gets underway, we have games because there's not snow on the ground. And that's coming up pretty soon. So
I know. So I made a snowman yesterday, though. That was fun.
You take advantage of every opportunity, don't you?
I did. That and is I didn't so have a carrot for the nose, so I just used a leaf that I found on the ground from fall.
Hey, imagination works. Imagination works. That's very cool indeed.
Yep.
Brittany, maybe you can get out there again today because you still have all that snow out there.
Mm-hmm. I will.
But thanks a lot. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joined us every weekday at 8:21 here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, fair skies, plenty of sunshine, temperature of 19 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest, 6 miles per hour. That means there is a wind chill factor of 11 degrees. It should not be that cold this time of year. But the dew point is 14, relative humidity of 81%. Barometer at 29.99 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we have an information update. Find out the news, weather, sports, entertainment, everything that's going on right now as we do at the top and bottom of every hour. And then we're going to talk a bit about this event coming up on Saturday at UWSP at Wausau at the Venega Theater, U.S. Labor Then and Now. Tell you what to expect. Again, we were expecting to talk to the person that will be leading discussions on Saturday, Dr. Michael Childers from the UW-Madison School for Workers. But we'll still talk about what to expect, and that's coming up. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's the final episode of the season of the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Jeff Grass and myself will wrap up the winter sports season, plus special guests. At 6:25 p.m., we'll be joined by Wausau East High School boys basketball coach Dan Garrett after the Lumberjacks made it to the state tournament last weekend. And then at 7:06, it's our student-athlete guest from Wausau West High School, first-team All-State hockey performer Cooper DePoint. The completion of another season of the Big High School Sports Show, Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also, again, you can join us by going to YouTube.com and the YouTube channel for 98.9 WXCO. And you can make your thoughts, your feelings heard by calling or texting 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297, or by using your Civic Media app and opening up the WXCO part of the app. Just heard
Coming up tomorrow night, our final edition for this season of the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO. Started back in mid-August, went through the entirety of the fall high school sports season, and now the entirety of the winter high school sports season. Winter high school sports season finished up just last weekend with the boys' state basketball tournament. Wausau East was there from our area. And tomorrow night, we'll get an opportunity to talk to the head coach of the Lumberjacks, Dan Garrett, about that trek to state. He'll be with us at 6:25 tomorrow night. And then in the second hour, we'll talk some high school hockey. All-state selection. First team All-State from Wausau West, junior Cooper DePoit. He'll be with us in studio at 7:06. And I think we're going to get as well to talk some hockey, review the season. Wausau West head hockey coach BJ Brandt after that as well. So nice. We will finish things off with a big finale. Mm-hmm. Myself and Jeff Gress tomorrow night, 6 till 8 p.m. Big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction right here on 98.9 WXCO. This segment, we were scheduled to be joined by Dr. Michael Childers. He is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School for Workers, and he is going to be part of a big event coming up on Saturday. But unfortunately, just before the show started, got a note that a family issue has occurred, and Dr. Childers will not be able to join us right now. Hopefully, maybe we'll be able to reschedule before the end of the week, as this event coming up on Saturday. It's U.S. Labor Then and Now. This has been an event that's gone on, I know, at least last year. I'm not sure how long it's been going on, but it's not the first year. It'll be held this Saturday at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau at the Center for Civic Engagement, the Venega Theater, place that you know pretty well.
Oh, yes.
That place is used for different kinds of events. And this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., it will be hosting a number of films. And it's going to basically be able to, and as I said earlier, one reason we do the history lesson every day is that history is important. And we're going to have some movies that basically talk about the history of the labor movement going back many years and going right up until now, then and now. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But the free event, again, it's not going to cost you a dime. It's a free event. Seven different films. The Making of Milwaukee. America's Most Dangerous Woman, The Gilded Age, Fistful of Lightning, The Triangle Fire, Divided We Fall, and Return of the Gilded Age. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Childers will screen and lead discussions on those labor films. And as I said, with Pat Kreitlow back in that last segment of his show, if you look at the history of America, especially the last 140 years or so, it's folks like the labor movement that have given us things that have pulled so many millions of people out of poverty.
Absolutely.
It is the labor movement that gave us the 40-hour work week. Before then, you would have people working 18-hour days, 7 days a week.
Including children.
How do you have a life? Yes, your job is important, but it can't be everything, where you literally have no other life other than working for the man.
Yeah.
It was the labor movement that did that. Before the labor movement and before the others who were involved in it, those workers would work in just unsanitary conditions.
Yeah.
It would lead to poisonous meat, poisonous food.
Mm-hmm.
It would lead to disease and death. And again, I would challenge anybody out there. I would be curious.
This is why regulations are important.
But I'd be curious. I argue that every bit of progress that we've made in so many of these kind of areas in the last 140 years has come from the left, the center left, the labor movement, others involved in it. And if you're out there saying, oh, Chad, you're being unfair, I would love to hear an example of something that the right has done to make lives better for people.
If you have good examples with approved that people on the right have made policies and regulations that have helped the labor force and helped people over the years, we want to hear you. Hear you. Just, you know, don't just assume that, you know, everything the right has done has been to help the people, because there is good and bad on both sides. But if you have an example, example, then we want you to share it, but don't tell us that we're being unfair.
Hey, I could be wrong. I don't know everything. And if you out there have some information that would shed some light on it, but I just have seen, I mean, whether it's Social Security, whether it's the social safety net that has occurred, because back in the late 19th century, we had basically millions of older people that lived in poverty before Social Security. So they either lived in poverty or were homeless or worked even at jobs that were well beyond their physical capabilities at the time, but they needed the job that basically drove them into an early grave. Well, after FDR came in with his New Deal and brought, among other things, Social Security, we now have where you're not having millions and millions and millions of people above the age of 65 that live in poverty that otherwise would have. I mean, the idea of just get out there and work. That's what Republicans have been saying recently. If you don't like it, get out there and get a job. I mean, for many of these people, they have been working for decades.
Yeah.
They have worked and worked and worked, and they built this safety net of Social Security through their work. People should not have to work until they're 95 years old or 100 years old or to when they drop dead at 70 or 75. So, again, I'd be curious, what piece of positive legislation have those on the right passed in the last 140 years that made lives better for the average Americans, not for the rich? I mean, the idea that we should all just be working for the man. I mean, that just, it's very frustrating. So that's part of what we're going to see on Saturday. And I would encourage folks to go to UWSP at Wausau. Beautiful theater, be able to see these important films, learn something, and have a discussion with Dr. Childers and other folks involved. I mean, there's a great list of sponsors of this program. IBEW, North Central Wisconsin Central Labor Council, Portage County Central Labor Council, Heat and Frost Insulators Union, IUOE Local 139, Ironworkers 383, Plumbers and Steam Fitters UALU 434, Teamsters LU 662, Smart LU 565, United Steelworkers. I mean, Wisconsin Education Council. I mean, lots of different sponsors of this event. So again, 9 a.m. until 3:30. You don't have to be there the entire time. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, hey, if you're somebody that's able to come there and be able to watch all seven of those films and be part of the discussion, that is fantastic.
Be our guest.
But also, if you can come in a little bit later, you know, come in early and then, you know, do some other things that you need to do on a Saturday, come back. So, again, it's a free event, and be able to be there as long as possible and learn as much as possible, be part of the discussion, and really important event. U.S. Labor then and now. Saturday, 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. UWSP at Wausau Center for Civic Engagement, Venega Theater on Stewart Avenue. Parking available at Lot G. So, again, hopefully be able to get over there and see it. I plan on being there a little bit myself as well, so to learn a little bit and find out a little bit more of the history of the labor movement and what labor has done for Americans, especially for average Americans.
Yeah.
And along the same line here, maybe a little bit of a tangent, but we have, again, the Republicans now in 2025, and their biggest goal right now is to pass another massive tax cut for the wealthy. And that is what Donald Trump is calling his big, beautiful bill.
He made an acronym.
But Republicans right now are a little worried. But they're not showing any guts because nobody stands up to Donald Trump.
It's like you talked about yesterday, with no courage.
Republicans in the House and Senate are still struggling to piece together the details of the, quote, big, beautiful bill President Donald Trump wants on tax cuts, energy, and border security, but are making little progress and starting to fret, according to rawstory.com, that the economy might crash before they can get anything done. And that was according as well to the Washington Post. They reported this yesterday. Actually, they reported it this morning in Tuesday's edition. The fundamental issues that they want to tackle, the GOP, are large and fraught, reported the Post. Major portions of Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act are set to expire at the end of 2025. That law cut rates for virtually all taxpayers, though it concentrated the most benefits among wealthy individuals and corporations. Trump has also called for massive new spending for national security and to deport undocumented immigrants. He has repeatedly called for a Golden Dome continental missile defense system that experts say could cost trillions of dollars. And that's even without Trump's pledges to abolish taxes on tips, Social Security benefits, overtime wages, and a host of other things. All of this would need to be passed in a budget reconciliation package, a procedural vehicle that, in return for focusing solely on budget items, bypasses a Senate filibuster and can be passed without any Democratic votes. That will be necessary as the GOP wants to finance these changes in part with cuts to Medicaid and food assistance. Yep, let's cut Medicaid and food assistance to give a massive tax giveaway to the wealthiest people of this country. What a freaking bad idea. And excuse the language. Both chambers managed to dodge a major bullet earlier this month when they passed continuing funding for the government with the help of a few weak Democrats, including Chuck Schumer. But are there any Republicans who realize what Donald Trump is doing is driving us right into the ground when it comes to economic policy? But we're going to take a quick timeout, talk more about this and more coming up in just a couple of minutes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, also at YouTube.com on the 98.9 WXCO channel. And you can see a video stream of us there as well. Time is 8:52, and Ian, you said we have a phone call.
Yes, we have a caller who would like to share his comments about the labor force that we were talking about in our last segment.
All right. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Dale from Wausau. What I wanted to say is last fall during the presidential campaign in regards to labor, Trump had said that he's going to put labor in its place. That's his intentions then and now. So it kind of gave you an idea of what he has planned for labor during his administration. Going to put labor in its place.
I think that says it all, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. It was a forecasting of his intentions during his administration here that going to put labor in its place. What he meant by that, I know.
The bottom of the barrel. Exactly. I mean, all the benefits go to people like himself and take away all the benefits from those who actually work for a living. I mean, that's the way he's been his entire career.
That's right. And in his private life previously, all kinds of contractors and companies that had done work for him, he would not pay them for their services, for their work. He would take them to court to fight paying his bills. So,
and you know what he did as well with that? What basically his plan of attack was, he would then basically take them to court and then say, well, I'll give you a percentage of it, because if you continue to fight it, you're going to lose even more money because you have to pay for lawyers and the such. And basically, again, it was all about shortchanging the folks that he had made an agreement with to pay for certain work. That, again, shows the lack of a soul within him, that basically every step of the way he's trying to shortchange the people that were working for him that he made a deal with. And that is so much similar in terms of what we are seeing now. These cuts that we've seen in the last 2 months, there were contracts. There was work that was done. Right. And he is doing in government what he did as a business owner as well.
Yeah, it was all about extortion, which he has a history of.
Yes, he does. And by the way, another thing about his business career, because everyone thinks he's such a business genius. I mean, he's run multiple businesses into the ground. He has gone bankrupt many times. Why is it that people like him never have to change their standard of living when they go broke and they recover, while others, less, I would say, socially at the top of the scale, have to cut back on what they do as a... I mean, because if you run multiple businesses into the ground, file for bankruptcy, why did he never have to take a step back and say, hey, Donald Trump, you can't be spending all this money when you owe all these creditors money because you ran these businesses into the ground? I mean, it shows, again, one of the issues I think we have in our society and in our country.
Yeah, it was all about stealing and extortion.
Exactly. All right, Dale. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Again, you can always join us here on the program by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. And good to hear from him, and we'd love to hear from you as well. Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up this hour, as of course coming up in hour number two of the show, in the first segment, we'll be joined by Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library. And then coming up a little later in the hour at 9:34, we will be talking sustainability and more, as coming up from the WASA Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee, Carol Lukens and Gene Abreu will be with us. So since we have Robin coming in at 9:06, we usually spend that first segment talking to Ian about different issues and also giving him the topic for the number for the day quiz coming up in about an hour, almost an hour exactly from now. We will be giving Ian his number for the day quiz, and normally in the first segment of the second hour, we'll give him the topic, but since we'll be talking to Robin, let's give you the topic right now.
Did you find a good one?
Well, it's the one they gave us today, and I think we're going to go with it, because I think going into the spring, we're going to start to see a lot of road construction work start up. And what's going to be, the topic is road maintenance.
Road maintenance.
So, and obviously a lot
Very
of road.
Common thing in
yeah,
Wisconsin.
Definitely a lot. So.
We have two seasons. We have a winter, and we have construction season.
And we are going to talk a little bit about that construction season as part of our number for the day quiz.
Road maintenance
will be the topic.
Got that in my head.
Coming up, and that'll be just about an hour, our number for the day quiz.
That's right.
Hey, coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment, and then we'll talk to Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. I always answer, nothing much, not.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.